Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi guys! If you're a fan of reading like I am, and you've been looking to try out Audible.com for audiobooks, we have a link for a free 30-day trial. So go ahead and check out audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. That's Audible, audibletrial.com/creativeplanpodcastnetwork. Thanks!
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So, where we left off are three folks, the human fighter, the dragonborn sorcerer, and the dwarf, very flirtatious monk. We're at the bar.
I agree with the sister.
You're also nice and deluded.
It's like, it is everyone's duty to put down the darkness.
Actually, I agree with that.
I like to drink the dark beer. That's how I put down that darkness. Otherwise, I smite it with my ladle.
And I'm
that
sure
a lot
the
better than drinking the blood.
Are going to have at least a little more than just some coins.
There are many strange,
also,
sinister things.
Also, I'm generally
things.
Not a fan with fucking with nature. So. Ooh.
There are many strange, sinister things happening, and we have many to choose from. What shall we do initially?
We need
and
to spread the light
just
into
as,
the darkness.
And just as the ranger says that, And just as the ranger says that,
a bolt of lightning.
You see a lecherous looking caravan guard just come over, put his hand over, and cop a feel and say, "Hey, beautiful."
On me?
On you.
Oh, hells no. Since I'm, not going to kill him, but I'm going to beat him to a pulp because he has angered me, I am going to grab him by the arm, flip him over, and pummel him. Profusely.
Actually, first you're going to roll initiative.
I know. Oh, come on.
I like the plan.
I'm not going to
roll. Well, my initiative is 16.
I'm going to lean back in my chair.
18.
I might leave you conscious.
I feel he has very poor judgment, and I'm not required in this situation.
6. Once again.
Indeed. Well, I have been drinking a fair amount of beer.
The beer's just slow, but once they get going.
To be fair.
I'm leaning back in my chair.
Can I borrow the book?
What do you need the book for?
The book for spells.
Oh.
Spell book.
Player's guide. Okay, Jess?
5.
5?
Makes sense.
The Thrain curse.
Okay, so...
it moved on the table.
It is the druid's turn first. What are you going to do? As you see this guy kind of cop a feel again, and he looks back at his table full of friends. And he's like,
"That's what I'll
yeah!" He puts his thumb up and like,
notice
yeah.
He didn't try with the tiefling.
A wise fellow. He couldn't reach over you.
That's true, I am also too tall.
That and you're wearing scale armor, and she smells prettier.
I'm clean.
I'm a pretty princess!
Who's a bitch?
Well, if somebody isn't ready to do their turn, let's keep going and go on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, come on. Let me just pummel him. He's a
costume. Well, we'll let Carrie go because she's responding to what happened to her.
So
what are you going to do?
I'm going to flip him over and I'm going to pummel him.
Well, what is your one action going to be?
Flip. Okay.
You're going to flip him? You're going to grapple? Go ahead and roll me a grapple, which is your strength.
Natural 20! So that would be a 22.
Okay, are you going to be throwing him into a table just flat on the floor?
Just flat on the floor so I can step
literally,
on his throat.
Literally, describe what you do. Describe what you do.
I am going to flip him over very roughly and loudly, and I'm going to slam him down and put my foot on his throat.
Okay.
Do you have any friends?
He does have friends. Remember, he was looking back at the table full of other guys.
Hold it.
Question. Is this the same caravan that we came in on?
No, these are different guys.
This must be the ones that lost
so we
the
get
animals.
Every turn we get a bonus action and action.
Well, but your
you
bonus
get
action
your
is
standard action, your movement, and an extra action, an incidental, basically. And if you have any bonus actions,
that
which I don't think...
the situation. I didn't know there were other guys there,
so... So, could I...
Yeah, how many other guys are there?
Spells... There's five others.
So, if a spell's cast time... If a spell's cast time is bonus action, I could do that and then attack.
Well, it depends on what the spell is. What's it say?
It's one... Cast time is one bonus action.
Shillet. Okay. So what is the spell?
Shillelagh. You cast it and then...
Okay, yeah. Basically, it's eight. You cast it on the Shillelagh.
14.
Okay.
14?
So.
Okay, so you're casting the spell. What does it do?
Well, I have to... Yeah, I cast it. Okay. So, it... Now I can use my spell... Or my... yeah. So spellcasting ability, instead of strength, to use attacks, and I do a d8 damage instead of d6 for clubs or staffs.
To who?
So, no, he's magicking his weapon, is what he's doing.
Oh, he's a magic shillelagh.
Okay.
Okay, well then, if
you're... So you're doing it to your staff?
Yeah, staff.
Okay.
And
I'm
going
to roll to hit someone.
Are you going to hit the guy that's on the ground, or the guys that are sitting at the table that are immediately standing up when she
flipped
him?
Guys that are sitting
at okay, they're standing up now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So does a natural 20 hit?
You're going to have to borrow from one of those two.
What do you need?
What did you roll?
A natural 20.
A natural 20 will hit?
Yeah. 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. You shillelagh him.
And that's
actually 4 points of damage. I just meant.
Actually, I had my spellcaster.
Yeah, no, that was to attack. That was the attack.
But you still get your damage.
And damage rolls.
Okay.
So yeah, so actually for five. Yeah,
five points? Goes. Okay, you hit him pretty good with it. You crack him with your staff. Okay,
whoa.
So next is going to be the ranger's turn.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Can I speak mildly?
Well, that was the surprise round. Basically, the two of them acted. And
okay.
Can I speak mildly out of turn?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm going to look over at the table of the guy standing up and go, unwise.
Okay.
Because I'm going to just...
Well, no, I think they were standing up when they just came in,
no,
right?
They stood up when you flipped him over onto the ground. Basically, one of their bros just, you know, was being gropey on this pretty smelling girl, and she flipped him and slammed him to the ground.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Okay, roll for strike.
Is that with my strength?
Strength, yeah.
Damn, five.
Five, you punch and you just miss because he's...
Well, he was on the ground.
Yeah.
Kinda, you know. And I had to remove my foot from his throat to do it. So, or
no,
yeah,
you
did. I did.
That's why.
I didn't remove my foot, so that's why it was...
Yeah, off balance.
Okay,
exactly.
So...
Thank you.
I want to use my move and make an athletics check, because I'm really good at this, to turn my... Just continue falling back in the chair and turn it into a roll. Come up.
That's beautiful! He really is an entertainer.
I'll give you advantage on that, by the way, because it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get the better of two.
No, you only get... 18, 19, 20, 22,
24.
Okay, so you flip out of the chair, you roll up, and you are at the ready.
Okay, so I'm just going to hold my action until one of them draws.
Okay, well, the athletics would be your action.
Okay, then I'm ready.
So you basically do the on guard, and you are pointing your sword at them like, don't do this.
I haven't pulled it out yet.
Oh, okay.
See, I considered pulling
my
sword out, but I didn't.
Okay. So it is next going to be... that's not good. It's their turn.
Damn it.
Well, the guy on the ground is going to pull his dagger out and stab at me.
Okay, now it's a knife fight. Good choice.
You can't see him. You're looking at the other guys.
I was going to pretend
that
was a knife fight.
That means I can pull out my blades, too.
Will a 13 hit you?
Apparently we're sheriffs anyway.
No, it won't.
Okay, he swings the dagger and misses. And meanwhile, at the table, pretty much all of them pull out their scimitars in unison.
There we go, yes. That
okay.
Except for the one who's rubbing his head and pulling out his scimitar.
Well, the one that's on the floor.
The one you whacked.
Yeah. So, two of them are going to go after you. Since you shillelagh'd their buddy.
I shillelagh'd.
Is it a largest table they're at?
It's one of the larger tables. Will a 8 hit you?
8 will not.
First one swings and misses by a mile.
I'm not playing a mage this time.
Will a 15 hit you?
A 15 will hit me.
Okay, so he hits you for 4 points with his scimitar. They draw blood.
I'm very hurt.
You are very hurt. Okay, and the next two are basically pulling their swords out at you.
Okay.
And they're holding action, because you look like you're a serious piece of work there.
That's good.
And they're just, like, got their swords kind of almost crossed and, like, don't get involved. Don't get involved.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to hold their action to see if you pull your sword and get into it. Okay. And the next one...
So we're basically just keeping them out of the combat, right? I'm keeping these two guys out of the combat.
Yeah.
For the moment.
And the next one is going to reach over there.
I'll do the
and...
same thing. I'll wait for... We're basically the Russian standoff with the
yeah.
guns. So.
And the last one is going to go up to the one you knocked down, and he's going to pick up his buddy.
Just pick him up?
Well, he's going to pick him up and try to pull him back to the group, as opposed to the idiots over there being stupid.
Oh, he's
going to
do it.
And he pretty much goes up, grabs him by the scuff of the neck, and lifts him to his feet, and he's pulling him back defensively. Like, you stupid asshole, what did you start here?
Right, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he just made pummeling
it
into a knife fight.
It is the monk's turn.
Oh, well, he grabbed my friend, didn't he?
He
and
did?
Not even
in
the
most
him.
Rude fashion.
Oh, indeed. No finesse at all. I grab my beer in one hand, I take a good swig of it, and I grab my ladle in the other hand, and I jump on the table.
We're and a very strange group of people. Don't deny that.
And is that my movement then, jumping
give
on the
give me
table?
In athletics for jumping up on the table.
You have had a lot of drink.
Don't fall.
It's one of my better skills, acrobatics actually, not
she's
athletics. Is it acrobatics or athletics I'm rolling?
Athletics to jump? I can give you an acrobatics if you want to do it acrobatically.
I am doing it acrobatically.
Okay.
With flair.
With flair. Okay, with flair I'll give you advantage. How about that?
Oh, advantage. Good. Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, that's much better. A 16.
16, you deftly dive on the table. A few drinks spill on the table, but you are on the table brandishing your weapons of brew.
Weapons of brew?
Indeed. All right. And then, is anyone within range of my ladle?
Oh, there's no one.
Unfortunately, the one guy just pulled the guy that was out of the way.
I think they're just fools. They don't need to. They don't need to die.
Well, hopefully. I look fearsome on the table.
What
you do look
me?
Awful fearsome.
Okay. I'll take another move then
one
to
of them did stab
go run off
them
the
did
table
stab
and
that's
jump
true.
Again.
Okay.
Leaping
after
fiercely
all, is usually my
with
answer.
A yell, a dwarven yell.
Wait. Can we arrest people now? I think I volunteered for arresting people.
Which one of you two has a better dex?
Zero.
Dex?
No, Kelly.
Oh, just say me?
You.
Yes,
you.
Because you guys are tied for five.
I have no bonus to
okay,
it.
Which one of you would like to go first?
I would like to go first.
Go for it.
Okay.
Okay, I am going to use my thaumaturgy.
Okay.
Okay, and I am going to make my boot, and I'm yelling at the top of my lungs, but my thaumaturgy allows me to have my voice boom up to 3 times as loud as normal.
Ow.
Okay.
Okay.
And basically, at the I'm going to yell out, "Everybody, stop!"
And
as everybody in the gaming school
this
goes, "What?"
voice just vibrates the walls. Drinks have little waves.
And this lasts for a minute. It's like, put
your weapons down.
You went Scottish there.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm the Irish
on me.
Girl.
I'm channeling Absinthe Mulligan again.
Okay.
Considering that Thunder Wave is one of my spells, I'm not fazed by the loudness. I'm just a bit surprised that it came from the tiefling.
Yeah.
But my action is going to be nothing more than releasing my hands, but at the same time I'm casting Shocking Grasp and going, you might want to listen to the lady.
Okay.
Basically, you're holding
With Shocking Grasp, you have to use it at the same time, though, don't you? I don't think it's a spell that can be held. Or unless
you're
you want to
hold
your action.
I'm just having it arc.
Oh, okay.
For
so crackle. After all, it is a cantrip. Might as well play with
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay, all of a sudden you notice these guys realize, okay, what the fuck did we jump into here? We need to fix the situation. Especially the guy who's dragging his idiot friend.
And at the same
time,
I did pull my mace.
Okay.
I think our friend here is going to need to see an apothecary, and that costs coin. Why don't you cough that up and then leave?
That's a good idea.
Okay, so we're back to the top of the order.
I get inspiration for that anyway.
Nobody you already have inspiration, don't you?
That's where the thing was.
Then you have inspiration now. Okay, so it is the druid's turn. What shall the druid do?
You did wound me, and I think you know one of the best painkillers is your beverage, and I'm going to start taking their drinks.
You do that, and these two guys that were squared off with you are kind of like, what the hell's going on here?
I'm 6'2", by the way.
Could you look at him, by the way? He seems to be bleeding.
Yes.
And it is our ranger friend's turn.
I want to punch him again.
What are you going to do? He's being dragged away from you.
It's like I'm going to punch him and tell him he owes me an apology.
Give me a roll to strike.
That is strength?
Yep.
14.
Okay, you come following and you just drop one across his chin.
I guess we're not done.
I did tell you to stop,
by the way.
If I already didn't have advantage, I'd get advantage for that because violence is my answer.
That's how they play.
Remember our Sith game when some guy
Well, I was expecting you to freak out for the bar fight here. That's your thing.
Oh, no. I knew she was going to cause this. I just wanted the tricks.
Okay. So, Gary, it is your turn.
And does her punching him seem to spark anything? Or
her punching them does not seem to instigate this further. It seems to be at a status quo of heightened tension at the moment.
Which is why I asked for the apology. Because that would imply it will be over should he do it. And I still get to be violent. Just saying.
Justifying the violence.
So holding action?
Yeah.
Because they're just cross swords. They're just like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And you see them starting to shake. Their blades are shaking in their hands.
Yeah. I'm eyeing these two, by the way, that are facing him down.
This guy's playing it too cool after he just did that awesome backflippy out of the chair.
It's almost like I put all my points into one thing. I'm very good at this one thing.
He's like Johnny Ringo. Okay.
So are you holding action?
I even got a feat at first level instead of extra points.
So are you holding action? Okay. Alright, so it is their turn. The guy that's dragging the gentleman you keep pummeling is shaking him while continuing to drag him to the door.
Apologize.
The guy who's being dragged basically looks at you and says, I won't apologize for some trussed up tart not being offended by me groping her goods that she's selling at market.
Oh, no, he didn't!
And you see, he's being shaken for saying this.
Gonna die.
The two guys facing off on you are holding action still, and their swords are just shaking as they're kind of glancing towards the doorway of like, okay, are they out the door yet? And the folks that you just stole their drinks basically look at each other like, you ready? You ready? And basically, they're going to step to flank you and then swing on this guy.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I was holding. So.
Well, you're holding for the two crossing swords with you.
Okay,
so the first one's going to attack the druid.
Miss.
Well, a 7 hits you.
Miss.
They're intimidated by you drinking their drink.
Miss.
Yes. And will a 9 hit you?
No.
You get all matrixy on.
So you're bobbing and weaving while drinking their drink.
That is so awesome. I'm going to throw their own drink in their face.
Okay.
Okay,
so. But actually, it is now Jocelyn's turn. Okay. So.
Leave that off the table and clout one of them.
I'm sorry. I don't think I heard you clearly. Did you just offer more insult to my friend? Garland, love, did you hear these? Well, I don't think I could call them gentlemen. Did you hear what these customers had the gumption to say? I hope you don't mind. I may have to take out the trash.
and when you say that, you just see the constable sitting at the bar. The bartender's there. He reaches under and pulls this big cudgel, puts it on the bar. And basically he looks at the gentleman that are dragging towards the door and says, I think you need to leave enough coin to cover your tab. And he just looks at you and says, make sure they get dragged outside.
And for a penny.
And the constable just grabs his drink and drinks some more.
Focus more on the insult and not at the stabbing me.
All right.
Okay.
Who do I have range on? To anyone?
You can jump down and club the same one that your friend is going after that's throwing out the insults.
How about the ones that are attacking the poor druid? Is already
There is the pair that you can go after that are attacking the druid.
Because he's in need of help.
I'll help the druid.
Or there's the two guys that are almost peeing themselves standing off.
He's been hurt. Help him.
I'm going to help the druids because...
No, go ahead. Let's keep focusing on the insults.
Certainly not
if
fair.
If you want, you can flank... either one of them, because they are flanking the druid. So you would have advantage.
I'll flank with my ladle of doom.
Okay, go ahead and give me a roll.
This is my jumping roll.
This is the person I've already damaged.
Well, I'll give you the jumping as a freebie.
You just jumped up.
So this is an
attack. I can say you can just jump.
So it's an attack, and you have combat advantage. So you get two dice, get the better of the two rolls. She squeaked.
A 20 hit.
A 20 will hit with your ladle of doom.
Is this the one I've already damaged?
No. Seven points of damage. The one that I can flank. If that's the damaged
both of
one,
them.
Grand.
Yes, okay, so then, 7 points on the one he already elkabonged.
Yeah, right. Good ladle to the head. Then I'll take a drink of my stout.
Okay, basically, same one that you clutched literally. She comes up and she just cracks the back of his head. Now, are you aiming to kill or just to knock out?
I don't need to kill him.
It's a friendly fight. No one's aiming to kill, by the way.
They've stabbed me. I'm not killing them.
Okay.
I'm just going to...
But you're all going for non-lethal.
Yes.
Okay. So
I don't think you could describe the fight as friendly.
Yeah, but it's non-lethal. Okay, so basically she goes crack and he just falls to the ground unconscious. Okay. So...
Okay.
Our dear cleric, it is your turn.
This is my spell modifier.
That's your spell modifier for rolling attacks with spells.
All right, then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on the druid, which is equal to the number 1d plus my spell casting modifier. So it's 1d8 plus...
Your wisdom. So in that regard, when it says...
Well, see, that's what I asked you.
No, this is your attack one.
Yeah, there's a difference between attack.
What's your wisdom?
Probably pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
1d8 plus like...
Plus two.
Plus
so 1d8 plus two.
So it's 1d8 plus two. So you're healing the druid?
Uh-huh. It's like, blessings of Pelor upon you.
As she shoots a healing spell across the room, this warm, embracing light hits you and revitalizes you. Roll a 1d8.
No, she rolls up.
Yeah, no, she
Actually, it's a touch, so I go up to him.
Okay, she goes up and she taps you on the back, stepping over the unconscious guy.
So...
Yeah,
right,
plus two, ten.
Blessings of whoever just healed me.
So all of a sudden, the cut just instantly knits shut on you. Though it does have
and
a little.
And it's like light knitting it because it's the light of.
It could be a gerbil. I just care that they're healing.
Said like a true druid. And what shall the dragonborn sorcerer do?
Is the one that's being dragged away? Are they close enough to the door to be? Almost
on their
exiting.
Next turn, they'll be exiting, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go right up next to the one that's being dragged in front of him.
She's there too. So she's basically following, punching the guy as he's being dragged out.
Pardon me a second.
Boom!
I believe she said an apology. And I'll turn my back, I'll put my arms around her because I don't want it to affect her, and I'll thunder wave them out the door.
And your arms are long enough.
Give me an attack roll.
Thunder wave.
They
is
make
pretty
a fortitude
great.
Save.
Oh, yeah, and what's the save number?
Yes, a fortitude save. Give me just a second here.
It's basically 8
proficiency. It's going to be my
8 plus whatever your power stat is plus your proficiency.
Right.
Yeah.
So 13.
Yeah, most of you guys should be like 12 and 13. Right.
Mine's 12.
Ooh.
Whoa!
He just did a critical failure.
He just rolled a 1.
Yeah, they got blown out.
Basically, the first guy tries to make his fortitude save, fails so badly, he's throwing the other guy, doesn't even get a save, out there, as they go flying out into the street, skittering. And what does the full effect of your spell do?
2d8 thunder damage.
Oops.
6. 8. And they are thrown 10 feet out the door. And everybody within 300 feet hears the thunder go off.
you hear this crack of thunder, and you just see two people passed out. Looks like they were just thrown brutally out the door of the tap house. And they're just out cold in the middle of the street. The one gentleman who made the original insult that started this all landed face first into an apple, road apple.
That's beautiful. Does he have any teeth left?
Well, yes, he does.
I might have to fix that.
Okay.
But
so,
it would not be proper.
Top of the order.
So I'm going to spin from turning my back to drink their drink and use the momentum to whack the other one upside the head.
With the mug?
Or no, with my staff.
Okay.
Spend inspiration.
Oh, so you have advantage doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So 16 plus
that will
4.
Hit.
So unnatural 20 again.
Okay. Roll for damage. And this is the one that you haven't hurt yet.
10 damage.
You crack him with your staff, and you just see teeth go flying. I mean, he's doing that whole boxer wobble where you can tell his shoulders and hips are not attached because they're wobbling completely separately from each other.
He's about to collapse.
And it's not looking good for him. So, it is now your turn.
That's gotta hurt.
All right, since
what is our ranger going to do since the dragonborn just came up over her and went...
Is there anyone else that's a
There's
danger?
Two guys.
There's the two guys facing off against the fighter that are still just holding their action, praying he doesn't start something. There's the gentleman that was just cracked with the cudgel.
Mm-hmm. A staff.
Because my staff. Prey is now unconscious.
And your friend out there in the street.
Well, there's one still on him, right?
There's him? One still on...
Take that one down.
Yeah.
He just took 10 damage, so...
He's still up, though.
He's barely on his feet.
I will take the ones, and also because they were going to knife you. This one was going to knife
you. He already knifed me.
Yeah. I will pummel him as well.
To be honest, you just have to...
Actually, I can use... I have a staff, too. I could
whip out
my staff.
Do something.
To be honest, you just have to...
Try something new.
Okay.
You just have to breathe on him, and he's going down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What'd you
hit? I've got 18... Is it strength?
No, staff is d6.
But
no,
your bonus to hit, it's your strength. Yes.
Okay, so 20, a natural 20.
You swing your staff, and he just spins to the ground with a couple more teeth falling out.
No. I'm okay with that.
No, we're not violent at all.
I should hunt with you more often.
Literally.
I agree, sir.
Perhaps in other bars.
It is your turn.
They're still not doing it?
You can tell they're ready to run. They're realizing...
Perhaps you should find another assassin.
And literally at that point, since they are next, you see them both literally grab their swords in a non-threatening manner, and they're running out the side door.
Oh, do they pick up their friend?
Do they pick up their friend?
No!
Huh?
No!
How churlish.
Being a constable is less work than I thought.
Can pay the
I'm gonna go back
those
and
who
sit
are
down.
Left can pay the bill.
Push my chair up. You're okay. You look wounded. No,
he's
looks
fine.
Lights good. Or whatever he'll be. Don't know who it was, but it was very useful.
Well, she laid her hand on you, so you know
there
she
was still a hole in your shirt, right? They knocked you.
Nah.
Unfortunately, your shirt now has a little blood stain where it's perfectly
start
clean.
Taking stuff from the person without the teeth.
The person without the teeth, he's got basically a purse with 20 silver pieces.
Split that up.
You gonna share that?
Yeah, I'm a nice dude.
You're a nice dude? With your bag of 48 gold pieces? I'll share some silver with you guys.
How much silver?
I need only enough.
I'll take it.
Okay, so 20 divided by 6?
We get 4.
I'm not doing the math.
You're the one that needs to practice.
I searched for it. You guys can do
so
science.
So that's 3 and somebody gets 2 more.
Oh, what? I thought this was 27. Was it 20?
It was 20.
20.
Well, how about this? You each take 3 and you get the leftovers to the bar.
Sounds good.
That's good fun.
He's the one that has to mop up that blood on the floor.
And teeth.
And teeth.
And many, many teeth.
Oh, he'll probably sell those. Genuine Saint Teeth. And that's a good place to wrap it up there. But before we do, what is your guys' plan when you get back to your table after you've got people knocked out and you're sitting back at the table having your shawarma moment?
So I think our plan is to go check out the... Did we want to check out the weird...
Let's go check
did
out
you
the
tell
weather.
About the tunnels?
The weather place.
The tunnels. We talked about the tunnels, yes.
Well, the tunnels, maybe if there are masked people with the tunnels, it's funny and they're close by.
Because I know there's a fellow here who makes a tunnel where those people hang out.
Because that seems awfully suspicious. I mean,
I'm not sure that they're the same masked people in masks and cloaks, but it seems like they're probably.
Perhaps we should begin our cleansing in town.
Or maybe everybody in this town wears masks and cloaks.
It could be.
Let's bring our light into the tunnels.
Place. So are you guys going to go to...
Check out the tunnels.
The Lance Rock or the tunnels?
I think the tunnels are going to lead us to one of these destinations anyway.
Yeah. Might lead us to the quarry where the other masked people are.
Perhaps. But I am very interested in this weather phenomenon. If at the very least we can tone down some of the warm weather around here, that might be a good boon for the people.
Yes, the light of pillars should not be used to harm the earth, but only to help it.
Well, I'm all for cleaning things up. I'm not fond of all of this evil shenanigans around town. So I'll go where my friends go.
Except tonight.
Well, tonight I'm going where our new friend goes.
I don't really care about the weather here because this place is horrible, but I'll go along.
Okay, so what is the definitive plan to
head? We're going to the weather place.
So basically you're heading out to Lance Rock?
We're going to Lance Rock, we could also hit the quarry that was near it.
The quarry on
the
side.
The quarry is in the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said it was across.
But, oddly enough, when they mention Lance Rock to you guys, the map that you were, the rough sketch map you were provided, you kind of get the idea that... that you're going to be heading southwest of Red Larch for that. The bandit places were to the east.
Which way was the quarry? North?
The quarry is just west of town. Oh. Yeah, unfortunately.
So
there's this quarry, which is the current active quarry right here in town.
Which is the one with the stone
faces. That's the one with the stone faces. And then there's also this abandoned quarry that basically was played out. Which is used sometimes, they have large caravans come through, sometimes the caravans will set up in the quarry. Just so they have a place outside town and it's, you know, fairly safe. So that's the plan, is you guys are going to go to Lance Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything special you guys are wanting to buy, purchase, pick up in town? You can buy basic sundries and things?
Like I said, I don't buy things.
I would like to buy a healer's kit. How much is that?
A healer's kit? It is.
We'll buy some extra rations for the road.
That was a big yarn.
That sounds like Gary.
Healer's kit is 5 gold.
How much for 3 extra days of rations?
3 extra days of rations.
Did we start out with any gold before?
Yeah.
It depends how much, because you have to buy equipment and then how much is left over.
Unless you do the kits. The kits is a better way to do it, because usually you're a monk.
Yeah, well, I'm a monk.
The druid started with a kit, and then I bought a staff.
All I bought was the explorer's pack, and I don't know if I bought my soup ladle. And
you have the brewers and the cooks stuff.
No, you carved that
stuff,
out. So.
Yeah, but that all came like.
We'll claim that as your monk weapon, because monks get to basically pick a weapon. All right. Your school covers. So if you go with the monk, when you make a monk,
you found this gnarled piece of wood that was pretty straight, except for it had this bulbous end on the end. And then what you did was you used, you hollowed out one.
Basically,
part of it to
when
make
you
it,
start
that's
with a monk. You pick between.
It's also very aerodynamic.
You pick between a short sword or simple weapon, which is your spoon, a dungeoneer's pack or an explorer's pack, 10 darts.
I have the 10 darts.
And apparently, no money.
No money.
Monks
are
money.
Poor.
Monks are poor.
You have money now.
I have 3 silver, but you know.
No, I thought it was 3 gold.
No, 3 silver.
3 silver.
Carrie, the only gold went to the druid, and he's hiding that from you.
I'm
hiding it from me.
I'm
spending
it for the group.
For the group. Okay, so you guys are preparing to head out to Lance Rock, and let me...
Blaming the druid on anything.
Rations or 5 silver pieces for one day?
Blaming the pirate, just because he's a pirate.
Blaming the pirate, huh?
Yeah, that's how we roll. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
So,
where's his Gino?
Could you hand me that stereotype?
So that was very fun. Good job. I liked our teamwork of both not being social.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Hope I made a more interesting druid.
Pirate druid's very
job,
interesting.
Everybody.
Yeah, because usually they're like, you've got to make a hermit, and like I'm like, that's not interesting. Make him a pirate.
Pirate druid.
Pirate druid. This comes from the young man who would be a hut.
This is a very, very interested, diverse group.
Isn't it, though? I'm loving the characters.
Oh, this is mine. I almost forgot about that.
You're still recording.
Yes, I know. I'm baller like that.
Yeah, her speeches were fantastic.
Well, see, that's the beauty of why it's a podcast. Hopefully you'll be able to listen to it again.
I don't think the microphone is pointed towards her.
Yeah, but her voice usually picks up pretty well. I had to throw a bar fight in there because there's not enough action happening.
I know.
I'm like, okay, screw this. Someone starts a fight. Let's grope the chick who will not put up with being groped at all. Because unfortunately, the monk might get groped and she might like it. She'll be like, you know,
breast biscuits.
You buy me another drink and I'll let you grope the other one.
Buy me another drink and I'll give you a tip on the technique. Because you're doing it all wrong.
They're not twisting the nipple enough.
Well, I wasn't sure the Irish was going to come out, so I'm delighted.
Yes, it's infectious.
That's true. Is this somebody's?
That is mine.
Yes.
Sinka.
You are welcome.
Oh, and Sinka.
You are welcome. Thank Jazz. He's the one who made the magic happen. Because I was like, I can't figure out how to get.